Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Cecile Delamonte and I am joined tonight by Lynn Bleasdale, Jody Higgins, and Ryan Adragna. How's everybody doing tonight?
Very
good.
Well, thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Fandamtabulous.
Fandamtabulous.
Yeah.
Ryan's supposed to say it, but I will if he don't. So there you go.
I'm collecting royalties now.
Well, it's officially a hashtag online now. So yeah, there you go. You better put a trademark on that.
We've got so much going on energy-wise in the universe. We have the meteor shower coming in this weekend, and it's supposed to be the biggest and the best of the year. So I hope to catch that. I unfortunately seem to be in an area where every time we have something spectacular going on, we have cloud cover. And
well,
it never fails. And today is also a very powerful day, being 888. There's a lot of energy out there, and I have a little tidbit that I'd like to read. There's tons and tons of information on it, but I have just a little one if you guys don't mind.
All righty.
But it says, for August 8, 2018, with the angel numbers 888, the universe is saying to you today, you can choose to focus on success or disaster, health or illness, light or darkness, happiness or misery. The choice is yours. A single thought may dissolve, but if you repeat that thought over and over with strength and energy, it becomes your reality. Speak your dreams into existence. So today's a really, really powerful day to put all of that out into the universe that you want to happen.
Neat. Jody. Jody is typing.
Yeah.
Jody is typing.
I have someone who is frantically sending me messages, losing her mind. I see her poised over her keyboard like that Kermit meme.
Oh dear!
You know, would you like us?
Should we mute you just for a sec while you type?
I'll mute it on my end. My apologies for the interruption.
No, no, it just sounds like dancing mice a little bit.
Oh well, that's kind of cute.
It is cute, but it's like
but it's distracting.
Tiny bit,
my apologies
yeah.
to our lovely listeners.
Oh, that's okay. We appreciate your eagerness to communicate.
Yeah.
Well, I also send out notes to people when we're on to tell them to come and listen.
Oh yeah, no kidding. That's great. So sorry, Sue, we pulled everything focus wise here. So.
I'm going to apologize to everybody ahead of time, too. I have my cell phone on. Just in case it goes off, I will hit mute. But I am waiting for my fifth great-grandbaby to be born any moment. So I might go mute for a minute when I get the news. But if you hit and go off, you know that's probably what it is.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. It is. Her name is Brielle.
Oh, she's here. No, she's not.
Not yet.
How do they know that?
That's what they're naming her, Brielle.
Wow. All right. Mm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very unusual.
It is. So for the great grandbabies.
Brielle. Brielle. How do you spell that?
Brielle.
Oh, I never would have got that. That's very nice.
Yeah. So I will have an Aubrey, a Bentley, Nateo, Paisley and Brielle for great grandbabies.
That's a lot of babies. I love it.
Well, I've got 16 grandchildren, too, with the 17th coming in November.
Well, that is so much fun. Yeah.
Yep, that's why I got to get to Michigan.
Mm. So, Sue, do you start shopping for Christmas around Halloween-ish?
I've already started.
I shouldn't laugh.
And I'll bet it's expensive.
Yeah, it is. I really have to limit myself. Otherwise, I would be in debt. I'd have to hock the house. Well, our topic for tonight is about community. What does community, both spiritual and physical, mean to you? As I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and Lynn and I have had a couple of discussions about it, you know, we do have so many communities that we're involved in. We have our close family community, the community we live in. People that go to church have their church community. We have our metaphysical community, and they all play such different roles in our lives. And I was thinking back years and years and years ago how so important neighborhood communities were. I can remember back in the olden days when you had a new neighbor move into the neighborhood, you went over and you introduced yourself to them and maybe took over a cake or muffins or a casserole. You exchanged phone numbers, you know, things like that. Give them a heads up on the different shopping areas close by in case they were new to the whole area. And nowadays, people can live in the same house for 20 years and not even know the person that lives next door to them. And I think that's so sad that we don't reach out to all of our communities the way that we really should, with love and support and friendship, the way that we used to.
You know, I think we have so many other ways of connecting with people now, using online communities, that it takes you away from some of that upfront and in-your-face kind of stuff. And our communities now are so much more focused on, you know, connection with something, something specific, rather than we just live in the same neighborhood. Meaning, you know, connecting because, you know, we like to, you know, use those, what are those ham radio things? Maybe like you can join a forum specifically that for that, or specifically for, you know, a certain kind of diet. And, you know, people connect to, I guess I want to call it their tribe or their peeps in a different way, right? They get more involved
right
that way. But it is still nice to, you know, and it's something I crave, to have that connection with my neighbors. Now, I happen to be fortunate where I live. I live in the home my ex-husband and I owned. And a lot of the people on the street were at my wedding because he had lived here for 40 years. You know, they grew up with neighbors who were aunts and uncles because they were, you know, their family. They knew them for the whole entirety of their lives. And, you know, by proxy, they became my family and I knew them. And that's part of why I wanted to stay here. It's nice to have that. And, you know, when someone moves in here, because I've been here so long and so many people have, we have the opportunity to, you know, it's a little bit more easy to go on over and say, hey, you know, it's nice to meet you. What's your name? But I think when you move into a neighborhood and it's a younger community and there are a lot of people who don't know each other, it's very difficult.
It really is, and it's such a shame. I mean, I love, absolutely love my online family. I wouldn't be where I am today without my online family.
Absolutely.
But being able to spend time person to person because we all crave and need, I mean, we desperately need the human contact. And so much of that is gone now.
I agree. I have wanted to have a neighborhood picnic for a very long time. And as a matter of fact, last night my girlfriend told me about something called an evening out with family or something like that. And I can find out from her what the name of it was. It's something that was done across the United States in communities for people to meet in a park and share a meal. And it's like a nationwide kind of thing. I'll send her a quick text and ask her about the name of it. But I thought that was really, you know, kind of a nice thing. I was like, gosh, you know, if I'd known about it in advance, I had plans already, I would have liked to have gone to that. You know, it wasn't done through a church. It was just community.
Yeah. There's a neighborhood that I used to live in Michigan. There were several of us neighbors that would get together every weekend, and we would have little bonfires, and we would have cookouts, and it was so nice having that community get-together time. And I just
absolutely.
I think we need to go back to a lot of the old community and a lot of the old values and morals and support systems and things that we used to have. But,
I know, but time is changing, so,
absolutely.
You know, it's
what's
not going back, but it would be very nice.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about it, Ryan?
When I thought about what does community spirituality and physicality mean to me, the thing that popped into my mind was fellowship and the consciousness of one, you know. It's pretty much in line with what you guys said, where you put your egos aside and you work together, and who cares about titles? We're all human beings, and we are all working towards one goal. I mean, case in point, you know, I live in the town of Waterford, Wisconsin, and last year, Burlington, Wisconsin, which is about 10 minutes south of here, went through a major flood. It made the news. My buddy lived down there. I mean, the dams broke. The Fox River flooded. You know, it was just terrible. And when you see flooding in the news, you don't think about the smell. And all you see is the destruction. Okay, you see houses underwater, but when the water is, people don't think about like all the dead cats and dogs laying in the yards and the rotten food, the smell in the sink. And I went down there to help my buddy out for several days. And that's the point where the community comes together in the spirit of one. And it doesn't matter if you're a black, white, Indian, Native American. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. We all came together for one single purpose in the community of spirit to help each other out. And
that was awesome,
you know. And was it miserable doing it? Yeah, no one likes cleaning up all that garbage, but, you know, you pay it forward if you're lucky enough. And, you know, you have time on your hands. Just I ask people to pay it forward if someone does you a good service. You don't have to, and maybe that's their way of saying thank you to you. And I know that a lot of people that that won't accept money. They just say, hey, you don't have to pay me back. Just do something good for someone else. Okay? So that's kind of what I got out of it. You know, it's instead of flipping someone off, just shake their hand and say, you know what, I realize you may have been having a bad day, you know, I can empathize with that because we all have bad days. So,
yeah absolutely.
So that's all I've got on that.
Lynn, do you have any comments you want to make on the community thingy?
I did my homework, Sue. I did. I looked up the word community, and aside from a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common, the one that struck me as being the real definition is a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals, and location too, really. I am adding that. We're a primate species, so we do need that feeling of living in a troop, of having others of our type with us. And I know we're all drawn to groups like the Eric Spiritual Team, that used to be called Channeling Eric, things like that. Those are communities that we're drawn to because we need to know, actually, the kind of spiritual work, we kind of need to know others are like us, and we're not nuts, and we're not out there alone. And I suppose that, like, would deal with any kind of community, stamp collectors, politicians, they all kind of, people are drawn together by their similarities and maybe their differences too, huh?
Yeah.
But, I was remembering that little story. You guys have probably heard it, where someone's being taken on a tour and they first look at hell and then they're going to look at heaven. So they see all these people sitting at long tables, and there's lots and lots of food and water, and they're not lacking for anything, but they've got these long spoons chained to their wrists, and they can't bring the spoon to their mouth. So they're suffering. They can't feed themselves or access any of this. So then they go up to heaven, and they see the same scene, but the people in heaven are feeding one another with the long spoons rather than trying to feed themselves. So everybody is getting what they need. And it's just a difference in the way the attitude, the common attitude goes.
Yeah. And when you get together with minded people in a community, it's so uplifting.
Absolutely. Yeah. John Donne, the poet, said, "No man is an island." And it's very, very true. Every single thing we look at or handle or has all had somebody else involved in the making of it, the harvesting of it, the doing of it, the writing of it, all that. We're all connected so much in that way. So, community, very, very important. And I'm just thinking, too, I've had a very long period where there's been an addicted person in my energy space in the household, in the space. And for the longest time, the little light that I used to work with wasn't functioning or not wasn't responding. And I found this person's now in the hospital and is not sort of around, and the light is now working again, which makes me grateful that the spiritual community that I'd been working with before was always there, but it was, they've always been there. It's like that one set of footsteps in the sand, you know? You're never, never without help. You're never without your spiritual community, no matter how alone you might feel on the earth sometimes.
Right.
Am I making any sense? I feel like I'm just like that.
No, no,
but maybe not.
You are. You are.
Well, you
are. Like once the energy cleared, I felt I could feel the community around me. I know they never left, but it's just I wasn't able to feel it, and now I realize we are surrounded by help, and on earth too, you just ask for it. The teachers and the help comes as we give it.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I wore my brain out doing that, so that's what I've got.
Does anybody else want to add anything, or do you want to take a caller?
Take a call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
All righty. Area code 336, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Dee.
Dee?
Yes.
How can we help you tonight, hon?
Are y'all doing readings tonight, or?
Yes, we are. Did you
have
anything specific in mind, or just a general, whatever comes through? What was it you're looking for?
Well, more like a spiritual soulmate question. I think I met him, but we're at a distance right now. And I do feel very connected to this man. And we've been talking for the last 2 weeks, and just trying to see. This is someone I've been praying for because I have a lot of prayers that went up for different things in my life, and that was one of them, for a spiritual mate, maybe lead to marriage.
Yeah. Who would like to go first?
I can go ahead.
Okay, Lynn.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. The first message I'm getting through for you is when you talk about your prayers, when you say you pray for stuff, the spirit of your prayer is what will be answered. Okay, so what you're asking for may not be for your higher good at the time. So you may be asking for a specific thing, but you trust that the prayer will be answered in the way you need it to be answered. So I'm picking up there's a little bit of expectation on your part about this relationship. Are you a little anxious about the direction that you want it to go?
Yes.
Sort of like, oh, please, 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 please kind of thing. You know what I mean? Just
yes.
A little bit wanting it so hard. I would pull back, okay? Just if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's really hard to wait for, but if you want this particular relationship to be the one, and I'm not saying it isn't, but I am saying that with this energy that you're pushing at him, you might frighten him off. So you want to pull back your energy just a little, because I think, as our friend Seth says, there's an electromagnetic reality to our thoughts. And mm-hmm. he's going to pick up on this from you. So if you can, like, be a little cool, just a little mm-hmm. cool it just a bit, I think you're going to be in better shape to make this into the relationship you want. Right now, it may or may not be, depending on your behavior and the way you handle it. Okay, just don't scare him off, I think is what I'm trying to tell you, love. And with that,
okay.
I'll put you over to Ryan, Jody, or Sue.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Dee, how you doing? It's Ryan.
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing good. I can't add really much more than what Lynn has said, other than the fact that sometimes my spirit team is a little more blunt, and I try to buffer those messages. But yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
just try to cool your jets a little bit with him, and. You know, because she's exactly right. The energies that you're sending to him, you're gonna smother the poor guy, okay? So you just kind of
mm-hmm.
hold back a little bit, and he knows where you stand. He knows what your feelings are, but you know what? Just kind of chillax a little bit, and because I'm standing. What is his first name, please?
His first name is Bruno.
Bruno, okay, let me connect to him telepathically here. Hold on.
But he be coming on to me, too. You know, he's the...
he likes you. It's not a question of it's just for a long-term...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's kind of a yo-yo. It's like putting a ball of a string in front of a cat. He's playing with you back and forth. You guys are both kind of teasing each other. He does love you, but just like you know, Lynn said, just kind of watch it. I mean, if he says,
okay.
"Hey, Dee, I want to go out Friday night with the boys," don't say to him, "Oh, but I want to cuddle with you on the couch." Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if he says, or if you say to him, "I'm gonna have a girls' night out," he ought to say, "Have fun."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is about boundaries and boundary controls. What they're telling me because you're very proud of him. You really love him. Your fourth chakra is in the right place. It's spinning as it should. I'm not picking up any negative energies from any of your chakras, actually, truth be told. Neither one of you have cold feet for each other. And usually when I merge into people's energy field, my feet get cold, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, oh, no. But, no, my feet aren't cold right now.
Mm-hmm.
What else here? Want you to work on releasing the tension behind your neck where your head meets the top of your shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your muscles, that's kind of a dumping ground for your negative energies or unwanted energies, okay? You have lots.
Yes, I do. I've been having a lot of pain in my neck and shoulders, back, everything. It's coming from stress or something.
Yeah. I'm going to pull back from the energy field because now my neck's getting jacked up here. He has stomachache issues. I'm going to pull back from his energy field too. Wow. All right. So work on grounding and clearing your energies on a daily basis, which you're not doing. So I want you to do that. I want you to go hug a tree and get them negative energies to dissipate out of your body. Take some Epsom salt baths and clear your energies, okay? And drop your shoulders and do some neck rolls. And, you don't need your chakras attuned, which is pretty nice. And for him, I don't know what else more to say. It's just basically mirroring what Lynn said, okay? She said it way nicer than I did.
Okay, nice. Okay,
so you have any other questions for me?
No.
Okay. All right, and with that, I'll pass.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jody, what do you have for D?
For D?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, honey?
So you're really muffled, Jody, and there's a lot of scratching and noise coming through.
All right. Well, I'm right in the phone. I don't know what to do to change it.
Okay. Much better. That's much better.
Is it better? I didn't even change anything, so I don't know what to
do. I don't know.
Do. Maybe.
Yeah, loud and clear now.
Okay. So D, I'm sorry, I lost track. You know, what I'm feeling with him is right now things are fun, but I'm not sure necessarily he is really the right one for you. For now, it'll be fun and light, and I feel like timing isn't quite right. Maybe he comes back a little bit later because I feel like there's a good match. But I'm not sure if it's a long-term thing. It's almost like once you get to know him, you decide he's not quite right. So I would go slow. Take time to get to know him before you're really invested too much, okay?
Okay.
Just get to know him before it goes too fast.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Dee. This is Sue. I'm picking up a lot of what the others are picking up. It's all along the same lines. I did get the message that your prayers have been heard and they are being answered, so just have faith. And right now is a time for you to keep an open mind and to learn. There's going to be learning about what you want in a relationship, what you're willing to give and take. It just, like Jody said, keep it light. And like Ryan said, have your life together with him, but also have your own time so you can learn more about what you're both really looking for to make sure that this is it.
Right.
But just stay very positive and enjoy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
All right. And that's what I have for you, hon. Did you have any questions for us?
No, this is pretty much, that's it, you know. I really feel good when I'm talking to him and very energetic. We both vibe off each other's energy, so I do know we do connect when we do talk and, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I will take my
fun,
time.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful night. Call us back and let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Good night, Dee.
She was a sweetie.
I was thinking what a sweet voice, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Okay, let's see. We have another caller here. Area code 267, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How can we help you tonight?
Yes, I was wondering, basically, like, kind of a relationship question. Well, me and my husband have been separated for 2 years, and I feel I'm definitely over it. And I was dating someone, and it didn't work out too good. Do you see anything healthy coming back into my life, like a healthy kind of relationship?
Should I go?
Okay. Who would like to go first?
Well, I can, Sue.
Okay, go right ahead.
Because you're driving and doing the picking up and hosting, I can get the reading quicker here.
Okay.
Donna, not yet, hon. And I'll tell you why. You're not looking after your own self right now. Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
No, I am.
Energetically,
feeling happy.
Spiritually?
Yes, definitely.
Can you ask yourself, okay, and I'm not arguing with you in any way, but I want you to just take a real deep look at yourself. What is it you're looking to have completion with? Like, there's something incomplete that you're looking to complete with another person, if that makes sense.
I guess, I don't know. I guess with my husband, you know, we have kids and grandkids together and all, and like, he's very distant from me right now, but I feel I am over it. Like, I know that for a fact. I'm over it, and I am ready for a relationship, you know, a companionship, someone to go out with, to do things with.
Realize, though, I'm not, this is not a criticism at all, Donna, but I think I think there's something that you need to look at, because what you want, I have a feeling that in your other relationship, you felt like sort of less than, and he took up more space, if you know what I mean, which caused you to diminish. Would that?
Oh, yes, definitely. In with my husband.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose you, Lynn? I think we might have possibly lost her for a moment. She's having some weather issues where she's at. Donna, this is Sue. I was seeing the turtle for you. So I looked up the meaning of the turtle, and it says, you've been going much too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself. This is time to be more self-reliant and less dependent on others. Take time to nurture yourself and simply observe and feel your emotions. This is a period of increased sensitivity to the Earth's vibration and those of the collective human consciousness, which you'll first feel as sensations in your body prior to the resonant emotions. Spend a few hours or longer in solitude away from other people and the usual noise that surrounds you. It's a very creative, fertile time, and you need to shield yourself from interferences and that threaten to distract you. So right now seems more of a time to concentrate more on you than it is on somebody else. If you were dating, I would only go for a light, friendly relationship. I would not look for a serious relationship right now, because you need this time for you.
Right. Well, I do. Like, other than work, all my days off for the past couple of years, I've been doing it. I've been going to I live an hour away from the Jersey Shore, and I just take a ride. I go to the beach by myself, and you know, that makes me happy. And, you know, I started, you know, working out a little, and just I am by myself a lot, and I do take the time to, you know, really, like what you were just saying, that's, yeah, it doesn't sound like it, but I definitely do that. That's
okay. Yeah, if we can spend, you know, not that you're doing it, but I know I do it a lot. I'll spend time alone, but I don't do things alone that are nurturing to me. It's just I'm alone. So in your alone time, just continue doing what makes you happy and look for a light, friendly relationship to begin with.
Right. Yeah, I do have that. It's that, you know, we don't go anywhere or do things, but we're friends. Like, I talk to him all the time, and he's like a very good friend to me, and, you know, but nothing became of it or is becoming of it.
Yeah, you need a friend that you can go out and do things with, not just talk to, go out and hang out and have fun and dinner and movies or theater or the beach or whatever it is. That's the kind of relationship, friendship that you need, I think you need to look for right now.
Right, and as far as, well, I'm 56, but, like, I'm kind of a young 56, and women friends, like, I have one friend I grew up with, and it just, they don't want to do nothing. They just want to go to bars and go out with these younger guys that, I don't know, it's just not me. I don't know.
Yeah. I understand. Ryan, do you have anything for Donna?
Yeah, I hate to say this, but my headset died. I had to go change another one. I missed your original question, Donna. I'm assuming it's something about a relationship, but that's all I got.
Right. I had to say this, if you see, you know, a relationship coming, you know, coming into my life, or even, I guess this is two questions, or even with my husband, us not getting back together, or just being able to have, like, a family union, like, to not be so standoffish.
You're,
I don't know. I think I got a little confused.
What's the first name of your husband? I'll connect to him.
John.
Okay. This was a contract that you guys set up. You guys are both in the same soul group. Hold on here. Standoffish. That's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah, he funny why they say this to me. So there are four planes of existence, okay? There's the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. His desires from a physical standpoint are zip, zero, zilch. And as they are kind of with you. But I'm picking up a slight element of, depression is not quite the right word to use, but it's feeding off the standoffish property that you mentioned, that energy where, you know, he's like, all right, whatever. And then because he's not giving you the same frequency of vibrational frequency of energies, you kind of like put your head down, like, really? I just want to, you know, kind of be what it once was, but without the physicality part of it. Spiritually, you're way more advanced than he is. He's kind of a narcissist. You're an empath. What you can do moving forward, I completely agree with the others, is take it slow. Because although I think I heard you mention that you've completely moved on, but I'm going to kind of disagree with that. There's still some fragments and shards left over from the damage that was done to you. And although you feel as though you've recovered, there's probably 1 or 2% of you that's still kind of, that ball and chain is kind of dragging around with you. And that's why when you look at relationships, you don't want your next friend or partner, you don't want the next friend with benefits, okay? You just want to be friends with someone and take it slow, get the time to get to know them, and take an inventory of them and say, hey, listen, hey guy, I want to, you know, I don't need to know everything about you on day one, but I need you to be truthful, upfront with me, because none of us likes liars, and no one likes people that leads double lives or secret lives or has secrets, and I need you to be forthcoming with me on everything. You know, no one likes to hear, people can take the bad news as long as it's honest news. Like, yeah, I kind of hit the car, or you could have said, someone else smacked the car. People can take the bad news, but as long as it's honest news and don't be lying about lying. So I'm going around a circle again now here, Donna, but, you know, hold your chin up high. And they're telling me, in the back of your mind, you're also interested in mediumship abilities. Do you realize that?
No.
You do know.
Interested in it, or do I have it? Like,
everyone has the ability to be. Everyone has the abilities. Everyone on this planet Earth, every soul, from Hitler to the president to, you know, Skid Row, everyone has the ability to talk to or to channel the spirit world. It's not a gift; it's an ability. And you, my friend, are one of them. And you know, they are encouraging you to open up your sixth chakra, and which is tied to your intuition, and that could help you with your next relationship, where you can see the writing on the wall saying, is this something I should pursue, invest some of my time and energy into, or is this guy just a flat tire, you know?
Right. Because, well, I could say his name, and I don't know if you could pick up some. His name's Aragon. He was very nice and giving and everything, and but I'm not sure. Like
Argon. My fifth chakra is all jacked up now. He's tight jaw muscles. He's holding something back on you. He's not speaking his truth completely. That's not necessarily a bad thing. But it's like saying, How do I put it this way? You're a social drinker, but you go to AA. Maybe he's contradicting himself. Maybe he's afraid to be honest with you. Maybe there's some things going on in his life that he feels he would be embarrassed to tell you about it. You know, the lack of being forthcoming. And if he says to you, so this is who I am, I'm an open book, he's afraid that you might say, see, I want to be and talk to you later. Have a nice day. Goodbye now. So maybe you want to have a little talk with them. Say, you know, hey, do it your way. Say, is there anything about, you know, just do it your way. Say, just talk to me. Don't be afraid. You know, pursed lips are a good indication that someone's holding something back. You know.
Yes, and like he doesn't seem like he's very forward and talkative and communicate, and I like to know the truth, and I ask questions, and I just, yeah, I feel like sometimes he holds back.
Well, yeah, he does, and he doesn't smile very much either. So I would do a serious inventory on him, because I'll be honest with you, you can't change me, I can't change you, you can't change him. He is what he is, and he is going to be forever that until something inside him says, maybe I should change myself a little bit because I'm having a woman problem, you know? Women don't like liars. So I would encourage you to take it. That's why I suggested with the mediumship abilities, Donna, to take a good hard look at that, because spirit will give you nudges and say, if you ask him a question, if he doesn't give you eye contact, or if he doesn't smile, or if he starts to sweat, all those little signs. Like I tell my girls, don't lie to me, because it's an exercise of futility because I can feel your energies, and they know better now. Right, they're still doing it. When you have that intuition in you, you can look at it and say, are you sure that's the answer you want to give me? Is that your final answer? And then he's tapping his feet together a little bit, kind of got his hands in his pockets, and he's like, well, you see, this is kind of how it really went, but I didn't want you to be mad at me. And whenever a man says, I didn't want you to be mad at me, he's like saying, yeah, I screwed up, but I'm going to cover it down with a lie and another lie. Next thing you know, he's in a hole he can't get out of, and you're taking that shovel and you're throwing the dirt in the hole so you see a sucker.
you're saying he's either married or not married or seeing other women somewhere.
I'm not going to go that drastic because I refuse to fully merge into his energy field right now. I'm just kind of next to him, butting up shoulder to shoulder. I can feel it, and I don't want to go there. But what I'm telling you is that the purse slips thing, and you can't be honest with others when you're not being honest with yourself. Okay, so just keep that in mind, and your gut will tell you get butterflies. Okay, you're like, what the hell is he doing, or what the hell is he saying, or why isn't he answering my question? He's a great diverter, right? When you ask him a question, does he respond with a question?
No, he'll just talk real low, and I don't know. In 1 minute, it's something's this way, and the other minute, something's that way. Or one minute he's going back to Turkey. The next minute, he's not. The next minute, he wants to move somewhere with me in the mountains, and then the next minute. He has somebody that's helping him move that's a friend, you know, and it's
run.
They gave me the word chameleon. He's a good chameleon. So
loves chameleons. He has a picture of a chameleon on his he's had some a picture of a chameleon tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, and that's his personality too. So guess what I would do? My garbage comes every Tuesday, and I take it to the curb. I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but you know what you gotta do, okay? And to kind of keep me on the air here, honest, I don't want to humiliate him if he's listening, but you can read between the lines on that one. So with that, I'll...
Okay, so in other words, I'm kind of like belittling myself when I'm around him.
You're too good for him. You're not a fit. He's here to teach you a lesson, hook, line, and sinker, and I think you've already learned your lesson, which is why you called on the show. So find yourself a better man, someone who matches your vibrational frequency, because you are a light worker. So is he, but he's not awake, and he's... He's taken advantage of your naivety, but you're really not that naive. You're kind of suspicious right now. So, and rightfully so.
Right, because he's real good to me on the other hand, and I get confused. Manipulation, because I'm not a stupid person. I think he got me at a vulnerable time. But as far as my husband, like you said, as far as like physical, there's nothing there with him. Well, I haven't seen him in 2 years.
No, I mean, there's would he say hi to you on the street if he saw you? Yeah. Does he fantasize? No, I'm not picking up any fantasies on the physical planes. He's kind of like a library book. He's kind of checked that out, and he's like, hasta la, bye bye. I would not waste any energy on that plane of frequency, Donna. You are a wonderful woman. You have a heart of gold. You're also an empath, so which makes you kind of vulnerable. So keep your cards close to your chest and take it slow with the next relationship and get to know the next guy.
Right? Do you see him being similar to this other person?
Do I see Argon being similar? Do I see John being similar to Argon, or vice versa? I'm confused.
Yeah, but both. Do you see the similarity in both of them?
Let's see. Let me ask. Yeah, and I'm also getting that you kind of pick up those personalities. You're a magnet for them. I don't know why. Oh, I'm not laughing. I'm still sorry. This isn't funny. You kind of attract the narcissists. It's kind of a, because that's what an empath is. They're opposite of a narcissist. And you gotta, once you put up your boundaries, and build yourself up, because you have a heart of gold. Okay, you're a wonderful woman. You will look at them and say, meh, yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. And be patient. The right guy will come along. Okay. Yeah, but they're in the same club personality-wise, but you also picked them because you wanted to give yourself a lesson, because in your previous life they're telling me that you were a narcissist. That's interesting.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, that's how that works. Your soul didn't know what an empath was, so you're an empath in this life.
Is empath somebody that is very soft-hearted, warm-hearted, like picks up negative energy?
Exactly, and they can be run over by a freight train. They can get up and say, "Oops, maybe I shouldn't have done that." The narcissist, you can hit them, you can swing a golf ball at them, hit them right in the forehead, and they're unfazed. They have their emotional vacuums. They don't give a shit. Excuse me, they don't give a crap. You can cry to them. They'll be like, "Why are you crying? I don't understand. You know, I don't understand why you're sad. I don't get it. I deal with numbers and data, and you're crying to me like a whiny little blah blah blah. Get over it. You know, just screwed it up. Suck it up, Buttercup." That's the narcissist. They're very, very egotistical. But that doesn't mean he's a bad guy. But that's just what he signed up for in this lifetime. Okay. Now, when you guys both cross over in X amount of years, you'll probably be high-fiving each other and slapping each other, you know, and shaking hands and say, "Wow, that was a wild ride. I don't think we're going to do that one again." You know?
Oh, okay, yeah, because I can feel it's definitely time to move on. That's why I asked, you know, these two.
Yep.
I got to get. You know, yeah, tell them this, to get away from me. Like, but it's nothing that I did to them, right?
He actually gets off on it a little bit when he senses that your energies are pulling towards him. He's like, "Oh, here we go again. Okay, I'll have a little fun with her." So don't give him that power, okay?
Who's that? My husband or?
Mm-hmm. Both of them guys.
Oh, yeah, they're not getting none of my energy. No, no.
All right.
I'll come on top. I'll come out on top.
There you go. And with that, I'll pass.
Okay.
Lynn, did you want to finish your reading for Donna?
Yeah, before I get knocked off again. Yeah, let's do that. Hi, Donna.
Sorry about that.
Hello.
No, that you didn't do that, Ryan. It's the Hootersville Phone Company out here that keeps. There's a storm going on, so I keep getting knocked offline. So Donna, I wanted to just say to you, you want to be careful of repeating patterns with people that you get involved with. Be an observer, okay, of this, and watch for people who are you pulling into your life who are doing the same thing to you, okay? You need to be the observer and the observed. You want to watch yourself for repeating negative emotional things that you may have done in the past, you may not be aware of. But just, it's almost like you've got your welcome mat out, but you've got a chain on your door and you can peek out first before you just let anyone in anymore. Do the spiritual work. You really need to keep that going. It's an amazing energy when you start to work with it and make it grow and work for you. This guy that you're interested in, the message comes through loud and clear here. You can't get his full attention. It's a control thing with him. By giving you that full attention, it means he feels weak and out of control. So just be really, really careful with that. because you deserve so much better. Sorry I got cut off there, Donna, and love and light to you.
That's okay, and thank you so much.
Bless you.
Okay, bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Jody, did you have a message for Donna?
Yeah, no. Actually, I got more of the same, but what I was hearing
not
specifically
again.
Is that once you let these two people go, so much more will open up for you. It's sort of that proverbial when you close a door and open a window open. And so just know that when you create the opportunity for something better to come in, it will. Okay?
Yes, because I'm feeling that too in my stomach. I'm also, that's why I had to ask, because I'm starting to feel that. Like, I can't wait to, like, the ones coming home from Army duty, and I know he'll call me, and I can't wait to tell him, no, I don't want to see you. Don't call me again. I can't wait to
mm-hmm.
do that. And
I mean,
like,
in hearing it might be fulfilling to play with him a little bit, which is a little evil, I know.
And I, right, yeah, the father of my kids, that's a little hard, but you know what, he's got to learn his too, like, he's going to see me doing a lot better, and I do feel like someone is better for me, and that I deserve it. I mean, I'm not an ugly woman. I have a decent personality. I'm not, you know, so I'm going to be okay.
Yes,
and
you
I
are.
But I hope it's not wrong to feel this way, but I can't wait to slam the door in their face. I really can't, and let them feel.
A little bit of the way that you've been made to feel. And I understand that, wanting a little vindication, and there's, you know, as long as it's, you know, I mean, as long as you're not, like, going out and slitting their tires or something really negative, of course.
Oh, no,
you know,
no, no.
You know, you
no.
can absolutely close the door on that chapter of your life and take some joy in it. But look at it from more of a positive point of view. You're closing the door for yourself because you love yourself, because you deserve more, and because, oh my gosh, you're worth it. You deserve it. You deserve a happy life. And you deserve someone to be in your life who thinks you're really beautiful and special, amazing, just as you are right now in this moment, not who you might be or who you have been. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know what they say, the best revenge is being happy.
Yes.
You know, and that's
okay.
really what you're looking for.
Right.
Be open to it. It's your time. So I hear it's your time.
Okay. All right. And thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in, Donna. Call us back and let us know how you're doing.
I will. I sure will.
All right. You have a wonderful evening.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we lost Lynn. We lost Ryan for a minute there, too, but...
Oh, dear.
I don't know what...
Yeah,
no,
I'm back.
I saw that you came back.
I disconnected.
Yeah. Okay, ready for another call?
Yes,
yes
we are.
Area code 931, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How are you, hon?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to see if Spirit had anything to say about my employment or my relationship.
Before you even said career, I was hearing job. Are you looking for a new job?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to. But, you know, it's far and few between in which I can apply, so, or even interview for, because I'm so busy with the one I've got. But I'd like to make a change. Yes, I would most definitely like one.
I'm hearing that this is a very good time for you to take that step.
Okay.
And even though you're busy with the job that you have now, if you have to take
I'm at
the
work
time
right now.
You need to take the time to look for the other position. Right now is the time for you to make a move, and it's going to be very, very positive.
Oh, okay. And can you elaborate on that? Do you see what is coming? What? Look, because right now I'm in home health, and I'd really like to not do that anymore. I love the work. I don't like the way the scheduling works, and you know, in order to make money, you got to work on the weekends, you got to work nights, you got to do this, you got, you know, and I'm just tired of the rat race. I really am tired of chasing,
you
know, chasing
that
paycheck.
Would you be interested in like a management or a teaching position?
I would be interested in a management position. As a matter of fact, I applied for an office manager position last night.
What I'm hearing, management supervisor.
Yeah, I've done all that before,
where you
too.
You can be instructional, not
mm-hmm.
like a teacher, but a teacher.
Right. Oh, okay.
And I'm hearing,
I
keep hearing 6, so I don't know if that means 6 weeks, 6 months, but I'm hearing 6. But right now is the time for you to really step forward and start seriously looking for a new position and make it be exactly what you want it to be.
Yeah, I love what I do. I love people. So, and I love caring for people, and they love me. You know, it's just, it's a good thing. However, the scheduling and the uncertainty of the schedule is just what really, you know, I can't worry about making my bills anymore. And, you know, they've made promises, which have, you know, fell through. And it's always fly by the seat of your pants kind of operation. And I'm just so tired of it. So tired of that. But I'm going to really miss the PMO. I really love them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, did you have a message for Maggie?
Oh, yeah. Maggie, it's the abundance, the power of abundance. I believe 6 represented 6 figures compensation wise. What I wrote down, I was busy. My mind was working faster than my fingers can stroke the pen here. Manifestation. when you increase, you are a master manifester. And when you increase your vibrational frequency to what you want, the universe has no choice but to match that vibrational frequency. In other words, you get what you deserve and you get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted something about that being a master manifestation. I think it was on Channeling Eric or EST. I don't remember which one. But match that vibrational frequency and you cannot not get it.
Okay.
And that's how that works. Now, it doesn't mean... It doesn't mean, so here we are Wednesday, it doesn't mean that, I'm going to make $102,000 a year, I'm going to get the offer on Friday. Don't work that fast because we're in a slower, because the third dimensional frequency of reality moves a little bit slower, and what the callers and listeners should understand is that spirit is timeless, okay? So they're in the now. There is no past, present, or future, it's now. So that's when she said 1 to 6. I immediately wrote down 6 figures, which is how much she make? Well, I'm in the 6 figures. So the other thing I wrote down was owner, business owner. I'm guessing what they said. I just wrote down owner, but I'm guessing they meant business owner, off on your own, independent. People will be working for you soon enough. You just have to, hold on here. It gets better. Don't block yourself from believing it's not possible. It is possible. Okay?
Yeah, like in doing what? You know, I'm very much into the spiritual and metaphysical, and I always have been my whole life. And I'd really love it to be something in that. I would really love that.
So next time you get that ringing or pitch tone in your ears, write the time of day down, okay? It's usually a 30-second ring or a pitch tone. Yep, well, next time... Oh, I just got it now. Five. No, just kidding. I usually get it once or twice a day. It's 8:05. Like that old-fashioned hearing test from the 1970s and 80s.
Yes.
They're kind of banging their heads against the wall because you've been ignoring them. So, look that number up. Mm-hmm. Angel card number 805, or if it's 1256, look, you know, and so on and so forth.
I get 333-444-111.
Okay.
That's what I see a lot.
Then I suggest you study those and make those your reality, because you increase your vibrational frequency to the frequency of abundance. Abundance has its own distinct vibrational frequency depending on what you want your abundance to be. Do you want an abundance of land? Do you want an abundance of boats? Do you want an abundance of motorcycles? Do you want an abundance of whatever you want? Do you want an abundance of love?
I just want the freedom to enjoy life a little,
you know,
instead of just work, you know? That's all I want. I really lead a simple life. I don't want much. I just maybe a little bit of freedom with being able to relax in that freedom without financial concerns.
Okay.
I'll work for it.
To...
I don't mind. I don't mind hard work.
They also asked me to tell you to get a copy of your numerology report if you don't already have one.
Okay. Yeah, I did have one. Yeah, it was taken from me. But yes, I did have one.
Okay. They don't usually change. So maybe you just can. Numerology is what it is. So do you remember it? Do you remember it by chance?
No. This was in the 90s.
Yeah.
I got it. Early 90s. Yeah, it was done for me.
Yeah.
Chart.
Do me a salad and don't get the free one online. You know, I got mine was a couple hundred bucks, but you read through it, you're like, holy crap, this is me.
You're right.
And
that's exactly what I remember about it too.
Yep. And in there, you'll as you open up Pandora's box, in there you're gonna see, clear as day that this is what I need to do, and then maybe I'll get a call from you in 6 months, say, Ryan, you're so full of crap. You're so full of crap, Ryan. I'm a millionaire. You lied. I've got six figures. I'm a millionaire. And I've got 50.
Oh, yay. I'd share it.
You know?
I'm a very sharing person. Yes, very giving. So, I'd hook you up.
A few things that I do want you to remember as you embark on your mediumship journey is to read the book Ghosts Among Us by James Von Prague. If you haven't already read that he gives lots of good tools and tips. Because your intuition is going to be very, very important for you moving forward. And you're going to want to understand, because you're going to need to sniff out the liars from the truth tellers.
Kind of
like what I do. You know, you look at this person like, you're full of shit. Oops, I mean, you're full of crap. So, you know, sorry. Try to keep it.
That's all right.
I slip up on it.
That's okay.
So, but you know what I'm saying? Because when you own your own business, it's not like you can give every employee of yours a polygraph. You have to trust them. There's a certain element of trust. I have a friend who's a small business owner. His own CFO was bilging from him. Was stealing from him. Because she was controlling the books and he didn't know it for years.
Right.
And, you know,
it
forced him to close and it ruined the lives of a lot of people. You're talking the subdivision. So I guess what I'm getting at, just be prepared, get your ducks in a row, and your intuition will help you out with that, with your business dealings. And what else are they telling me here? You've been getting some stomach aches lately from time to time?
Yeah. Yep.
That's because you're not taking the time to pursue this. You're kind of dragging your feet. As a matter of fact, I can't touch my toes. My toes are cold. Maggie, what are you doing to me?
No, mine are hot. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, my toes
are
cold.
I'm sitting outside. It's hot.
Okay, well, my toes are cold because it's a metaphorical way of saying that you're kind of stalling. on this a little bit. And I think that's what you actually said in the first part of the show. It's like, yeah, but I'm working around the clock. Set aside 2 hours every day to make this fantasy become a reality, okay? And if you want, I can. I do offer. I could work with you. I don't like to promote myself this way, but I can. If you want to work with me, I can help you out a little bit. My email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. I can give you more direction offline. But I don't want to take up too much time on the air.
Okay, what is it? Is it on the blog talk?
No.
Your email?
I don't know. My email.
Okay, I believe it is.
healingsthroughspirit@gmail. Healings.
Okay. Healings through THROUGH.
Yep. spirit@gmail.
Okay.
And we can talk a little bit more. I don't want to clog up the airtime. We got plenty of callers, and I have to give my other friends a chance. So with that, I'll shut up.
Okay. I'd love that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your info. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Jody, do you have a message for me? Jody, are you with us?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of similar information to what Ryan got for you. One of the first things I felt was a little depression and low energy. And I think one of the things that you need to do is definitely set small goals and get started. I'm hearing about your wheels are turning, you're spinning your wheels, so nothing's happening. And they say you're running in place.
Okay.
And you're feeling really let down is what I'm hearing. You're feeling let
I'm
down
kinda
about
disappointed.
Where you're at.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, kind of like what I'm hearing is you thought you'd be in a different place right now.
Right.
And I know that you love the people you work with, but remember that you'll have the opportunity to work with more people who you love. And this isn't the only place to fulfill your need to serve others. And that in serving yourself, you're serving others. The happier you are, the better caretaker you can be for them.
Right.
I also sort of felt that, you know, you need to do some things to help raise your vibration. You know, like listening to happy music, being focused on good things, getting yourself into a happy place. And then the other thing was that well, once you start making changes, they'll gain their own momentum. But have you thought about, like, taking on your own clients and being able to work on your own schedule? Because you'd get sued?
Because I signed a non-compete with the company. And I have to wait at least a year, or else the clients that I work for can be sued and I can be sued. So I can't do that.
I don't mean necessarily working with the same clients, but to do your own thing on your own and find your own clients. I specifically was thinking about Care.com. Have you ever seen Care.com?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So I would recommend you to check that out and look into it, because I feel like having a little bit more control over your life, a little more say in your schedule and who you work with, would help you to feel happier.
And it's not just that. I've been dealing with family illness, and I just took a trip from Montana to Tennessee because my mom's been ill, and just a whole lot of stuff with that. And I think that, you know, has really drained me and my spirit, because I'm worried about her. So, yeah, there's just a lot of emotional stuff going on right now. But normally I'm a pretty happy person.
And I know about the
energy.
You'll get back to that. You'll get back to
that. Yeah, I know.
It's kind of for now.
yeah.
You know, it's hard to deal with parents as they age and wanting them, you know, to be as happy, you know, as they can be. It definitely can make things hard and worrying about their health.
Yeah. She was
but
in the hospital,
there,
so, yeah. I can't be there. I can't do that. I'm not the person to do that. No, I know that.
Right. And you do what you can, but, you know,
right.
also taking care of yourself first is the best thing you can do for her.
You're right, right. And I'm going to, yes. And I've made a mental note of that as well and have started backing off on some things that I'm doing for others, and I just have to pull it in. So, and I know that.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Good
for you. You're going in the right direction, honey. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about your mom. I think she'll be okay.
Thank you. Thank you. She had some serious issues, and, yeah, I was very concerned, so I wanted to go see her. If it was the last time I saw her, then, you know, I could at least see her and tell her I love her and do what I can for her, and I did, and I left. So now it's up to her, and I told her, if you just lay around, you're going to die. You will die. So get up and move. Drink water, move. Please.
Yeah, they really don't like it when we try to parent them, do they?
No, she doesn't like it
no.
at all. And I call her 50 times a day now. So she doesn't like it that either. I was sleeping. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So I backed off on the calling. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So, but that's been, you know, the part of it, you know, is occupying my mind. And right now I have the security of a job, so-called job, but I do need to make the change, and I know it. I just know. So I'll be looking. And so if I do start a business of my own, what do you guys feel anything towards any certain profession? Do you still feel like it'll be in caregiving or what?
I went in that direction, but I think that there probably are other things that you could look into that might work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're tenacious, there's a ton of things you can do. It's actually something I was just looking at today. You know, if you look on YouTube, there's tons of
mm-hmm.
things that you can resell on eBay. And, you know, I also, one of the things I get is, did you actually want to be a nurse? Did you not go to school for nursing? But you wanted
no.
to?
No, in Tennessee, I was med certified and crisis prevention intervention certified, CPR, first aid. I had all that, but not really.
Not feeling that anymore?
I thought about being a phlebotomist, but no,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's no real care in that.
You're
probably
kind of past going to school at this point, aren't you?
Yes, I'm kind of old. Kind of old and not really interested.
That. I don't think. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah,
that.
Just, yeah, right. And I think I have enough life experience to probably go out there and get any job that I wanted. To tell you the truth, I've done everything from marketing and sales and management and HR, and I've done it all, you know,
look
and because
the,
I wanted to.
Well, look into virtual assistants then, because you
okay.
have a lot of experience that you just mentioned that I think you can
mm-hmm.
turn into a business. And I am on the Sacred Embers page. You can contact me and I'll give you a little bit of direction. But if you look into starting a virtual assistant business, you know, you can do it with marketing, you can do it with administrative work, you can do receptionist work, you can do it all virtually from home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that you can find something to be very happy at. You know, if
yeah.
you don't want to be doing care work.
Yeah, it's got to be helping people. That's all I know. I know that's my purpose. So it's
yeah.
got to be helping people. So whatever that
Absolutely.
Might be. Yeah. Okay. Well, gosh, thank you guys so much. And
you're
I
welcome.
Will look, okay, and the website once again is healing through what?
Spirit.com.
Yes.
Yeah, it's healingthroughspirit@gmail.com or healingthroughspirit.com.
Okay,
yeah.
Healing through spirit. Okay, I'm going to look it up right now before I forget and mark it on my phone. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
the direction.
Maggie, let us things go
okay.
for you.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Okay. You
Thank
too.
You.
All of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we have less than 10 minutes. We might be able to sneak in one more real quick. If I can get it to come up. Area code 231, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
I'm Paula.
Paula?
Paula, yes.
How can we help you tonight, hon?
Well, this is almost embarrassing, but I'm just going to blurt it out. I've seen spirits since I was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost 70 years old, and I have never had anything like what I've been experiencing here lately. Do any of you see spirits?
Yes, I do.
There's
I do too, but
cat.
I'm not going to comment much.
There's a little black devil that runs around my apartment. He looks like people. I know. I sound like I'm nuts. he looks like he should be in a cartoon. And I finally told him to leave, and he left. But now he's back, and he's not paying any attention to me. I keep talking.
I'm hearing right. I don't know. What are you picking up?
I tried picking it up online to see if there's any, you know, once in a while I see bats in the ceiling flying around. And I looked that up, and it means what? But
I think
I can't find anything on a little black devil. I know it sounds funny, but it's the honest to God's truth. And he does have ugly looking teeth. His teeth are scary. But other than that, he hasn't come after me or anything. He just runs around here.
Hmm.
Do you have any idea?
I
have no idea what would bring something like this on.
Go for it, Ryan.
I don't think it's anything negative, Paula. I mean, spirit has a sense of humor like everyone else does. The only difference is they're non-physical. And maybe these clowns, and I don't think they're – I'm not picking up anything negative out of them. Honestly, I'm not. Maybe they just like being dressed up in Halloween 24/7, 365 days of the year.
Yeah.
I mean,
when you see – a little character.
I mean, when you see these little buggers, are you full of fear or you just really don't care?
Okay, have any of you ever seen anything like that?
No, I'm not really picking up a fear-based reaction. It's like you just kind of do an eye roll. It's like, well, you just like, oh, there's another little red devil running across the room. Just tell me that way if you don't like them.
Spirit. It's totally different than seeing spirit. You know, I see spirit, and that's all together.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Yeah, I could be wrong, but we have a little bit of time on this, so I'll let the other people chime in, but I'm not.
Anybody had an idea?
That's my two cents. I'll pass, but I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't know. I'm kind of being blocked, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel anything negative either. I keep hearing sprite. Which is like a little elf, pixie, brownie, any little thing like that. And it's just mischievous and annoying. Nothing to be concerned about at all. I would just...
I just wonder why he's here.
Just because you can see him. It's when we can see spirits or any of the other beings around us, more and more will appear.
Okay.
So the more they realize... I'm sorry?
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, the more they know we can contact them and we can see them, the more are going to come through. And what you can do is when you see the little guy run through, just, yeah, I see, okay, whatever, go play. And just be nonchalant about it. But if it bothers you, you can set up a boundary and just say, okay, this is my area. You are not allowed in this specific area. Like I always say, spirits are not allowed in my bedroom or in the bathroom with me. They can come any place else they want, but they have to stay out of my bedroom and they have to stay out of my bathroom. So
yeah,
I would just, yes, you know, just give him his boundaries on where he can go and where he can't go. And just, okay, yep, I see you, whatever, go play. And, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. It's just there because it knows you can see it. And it's playful.
Yeah, it hasn't done anything harmful. The closest it's come is I'm sitting on the couch and he'll run behind me.
Yeah.
On the back of the couch. I mean, we're talking, he might be a full 18 inches high.
Yeah.
He's, you know, just a little guy. It's
Lynn just typed
comical.
And said, this one is not harmful, just weird sense of humor. And to train it like you would a dog or a cat. So you set its boundaries and claim your space. Okay, you're allowed in the living room. You're allowed in the kitchen. You're not allowed any place else. Just
okay,
set boundaries. Yeah, it's just, it's a goofball. That's all it is. It's a goofball. It's just
well, I told him to leave once, and he did leave. But he was only gone a couple of weeks, and he come back. I thought I was rid of him.
Well, you can always tell him to leave and not come back if that's the way you want it. I mean,
well,
it's your space.
I
you have
my
to.
Mind.
Yeah,
if
you
I
have to control your
company. Because he's such a little character.
Yeah,
it's almost
it's
like
just,
having a pet dog.
Yeah, exactly. He's a little goofball. It's like a puppy running through the house being goofy.
Jeez, I just never thought about it like that.
Yeah. And if you really want it gone permanently, just tell it, this is my space. I don't want you in it anymore at all, period. I want you gone for good. Don't come back.
Okay.
But...
Now I
if it bother you, if it amuses you, just acknowledge it and say, whatever, okay, I know you're here, go play. Just set your boundaries.
My other question is, now, I've seen spirit, like I said, since I was just a baby. I was just, you know, maybe 5 years old, 6 years, and I never shared that with anybody until just the last few years here. But why can't I see my parents or my brothers or my husband? I don't see my own family. I see everybody else's.
A lot of times, the closer we are to an individual, the harder it is to connect with them. I have people that see my husband and my parents all the time. I very rarely see my parents, and I never see my husband anymore. I'll connect with him in dreams, but I don't see his spirit anymore. And I feel that it's because the same reason why we can't give psychic readings to loved ones or friends that are very, very close to us. It's just very difficult to connect and see what's going to be happening when we really shouldn't know that. So it's the closer you are to an individual or a being, the harder it is to connect, my opinion.
I wondered about that. The other day, a girlfriend of mine that I hadn't seen in years, and she came up from another state, and I got to see her, and there was a man standing next to her. He was so much older than her that I thought maybe it was her dad. Well, I didn't know that her husband had just passed away. It was her husband. And I could see him just fine, and it made me think about all these years I've seen spirits. But I've lost brothers. I did see one brother one time. And that's a whole other story. But other than that, I've never, you know, my parents and my brothers,
I believe that the closer we are, the harder it is to connect with them.
That makes sense, too. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling. And call us back anytime.
I will. Have a good evening.
Fantastic. You have a wonderful night, Paula.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, hon. Goodbye. Well, we are off the air, but we're still recording. So, Ryan, you want to give your contact information really quick?
Yeah, sure. Listeners can dial me in at Facebook, Ryan Adragna, A-D-R-A-G-N-A, or through my website, healingsthroughspirit.com, or email me at healingsthroughspirit@gmail. And that's that. So thank you, everyone.
And Jody?
I am Jody at connectedbyspirit.com, and you can see my website at connectedbyspirit.com.
And Lynn Bleasdale, unfortunately, got kicked off because of the storms in her area, but you can contact her on Facebook at Lynn Bleasdale or at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I am Sue Fields Delamonte, and I am on Facebook. And there's also a little blurb telling about what I do at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/SueF. And that is all the time we have for tonight. Thank you all so much for joining us, and we will see you next week. Have a lovely evening. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.